Hi, I'm Becky Hornsall from the University of Bristol. I've got a really basic question, which is, I know you're saying it doesn't cost very much, but obviously it takes up lots of time and everything else. Who's paying for it in each case?
Okay, my podcast costs nothing. I've got free hosting. I borrow, steal, beg equipment, and it's just a matter of my time, and I've now got it down to about 4.5 hours, start to finish.
So it's a labour of love and something you're passionate about.
Yeah, so I have no funding, no support or income. I just do it in my own time. But you can get it down to half a day.
What about you, Si?
Well, we do have a little bit of support in terms of we've applied for grants for science communication, and a lot of them can be stretched and twisted so that even if it doesn't say podcasting in the grant description, you can still get it funded somehow. But basically, we use that to buy the initial equipment. The hosting doesn't cost less than £5 per month, so that's something that we can easily afford. And then after that, it's just the time that you put in, which we don't get paid for, unfortunately. But maybe in the future.
What about Naked Scientists?
We've got lots of different strands of funding, actually. Probably our largest strand at the moment is the EPSRC Rolls-Royce Strategic Partnership. And we found that when we talk to funding bodies, they're quite keen to... Obviously, EPSRC Rolls-Royce are actually funding us to cover material science. And we're also funded by the Wellcome Trust, who, of course, fund us to cover biomedical science. We also have some more funding from the STFC, which was originally to do our Naked Astronomy podcast. But we found that the funding bodies are very open to the idea that actually... In order to get the best value out of their money, we will need to use their money to be part of a broader package. So they're quite happy that although the STSC are giving us money for their areas of science, they're quite happy that some of that might get used for talking about other aspects. And so it all ends up going into one big pot. Finding funding can be quite tricky.
And time-consuming.
And I'm fortunate in that my boss is very, very good at it, and we're part of Cambridge University, which always helps. Without that funding, I think it would be very difficult to carry on.
Mark? Called you Mark.
Answer Me This is completely independent. It's not funded. We do make some money by selling old episodes, which covers costs but not our time. Bright Club has had STFC and Wellcome Trust money. Now, in terms of people time, I work as a live producer on Bright Club, and so I get there's time for my money to do that. The money for my time to do that. In terms of individual researchers that appear, the way I think it works is because research councils now have a commitment to impact, that justifies the use of their time. So I don't know to what extent this is going to happen in the future, but because impact is becoming a more important part of mainstream research council funding, that might possibly feed into things like public engagement podcasting.